USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth is at her final resting place. She was buried in Windsor after more than a week of mourning across the United Kingdom and the world. She's now at rest by the side of her longtime husband, Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, who died last year. Her burial comes after a funeral service, which was later followed by a committal service. While President Biden says he thinks the pandemic is over during an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes, health officials are urging members of the public to get an updated COVID-19 booster shot. Joining the Center for Strategic and International Studies to discuss the current state of the COVID-19 pandemic, Biden's chief medical advisor and NIAID director, Dr. Anthony Fauci, shares his thoughts on the achievements made in the fight against COVID-19.
The one thing that does stand out as a really unprecedented success story is how science has added to our capability in a very, very big way to address this outbreak.
NASA is conducting an important test for its Artemis 1 mission this week. Engineers are planning to conduct a check on Wednesday morning to show they fixed the issue that scrubbed the last launch attempt. The next launch, scheduled for September 27th, is part of NASA's plan to have astronauts on the moon again in a few years. A group of states is asking an appeals court to reinstate an antitrust law against Facebook. They argue the social media platform is causing ongoing harm and it was wrong to treat states involved like a class action. Stocks are modestly high to start the week, the Dow gaining nearly 200 points in volatile trading ahead of the Fed Reserve's two-day policy meeting. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The war in Ukraine will be a main topic of discussion at the annual UN Nations General Assembly this week in New York. British Ambassador to the UN Karen Pierce says what she thinks world leaders will have to say about Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I think they'll want to show that the invasion of Ukraine continues to be illegal and isn't working. You know, Russia is not at risk from Ukraine. Russia started the war wholly for its own purposes.
U.S. traffic deaths are at the highest since 2006. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, deaths rose 0.5% in the first half of the year. Federal regulators say more drivers are engaged in unsafe behavior after pandemic lockdowns. A Memphis man is breaking his own record as the oldest person to canoe the Mississippi River. 87-year-old Dale Sanders paddled the entire river in 87 days. He had previously held the Guinness World Record in 2015 at the age of 80. A pilot is dead after a plane went down during an air race in Reno, Nevada. The crash happened during the championship round of the Reno air races on Sunday afternoon. Video shows a plane hit the ground and burst into flames. A rare Monday night football doubleheader with the Buffalo Bills hosting the Tennessee Titans and the Philadelphia Eagles welcoming the Minnesota Vikings to Philadelphia. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.